hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is a phonology report for the week of May 10, 2025. My name is Annabelle, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Monday, May 12th, Ms. Urban ate breakfast on her deck and saw or heard 17 different bird species. She heard a lot of birds singing, including a ruby-crowned kinglet, Swainson's thrush, chirping sparrow, black and white warbler, black-throated green warbler, and Nashville warbler. On May 13th, Mrs. Rolfe's neighbor was happy to see a scarlet tanager on her suet feeder. Teddy saw a rose-breasted grosbeak at his church group on Wednesday the 14th. Also on Wednesday, May 14th, Mrs. Urban heard a common yellow throat singing in her yard. Mrs. Rolfe saw her first garter snake this spring on Monday, May 12th. On Thursday evening, Mrs. Rolfe spotted a black bear lumbering along the side of Berquist Road. It was the first bear she had seen this season. Several students on the bus 7 spotted a fox on the way to school on Friday, May 16th. The students noticed that the fox's fur is going through the molting process as it gets ready for warmer weather. The marsh marigolds are in full bloom this week. Pine cherries and wild plum trees are starting to flower this week, too. Mrs. Rolfe's class was out for EE on Thursday, May 15th. They were looking for spring ephemerals. They found a lot of new growth, including wild sarsaparilla, starflower, large-leaved aster, ostrich and lady ferns, and wild leeks in the forest around Shelter 1. Wood anemones, yellow and purple violets, and Cecil bellworts are all flowering. On Thursday, Mrs. Urban noticed that there was quite a bit of algae growing in patches in the stream. On Monday, May 12th, at 8:05 in the morning, the temp was 77.5 degrees. Thursday, May 15th, brought a much-needed thunderstorm. The rain continued through the night and into Friday, May 16th. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.